Italian and the Hebrew, man, you're making us blue, blue, blue. For it says in the Bible that it's bound to come, come hot. Just maybe libel left up to some dumb bomb or clod. Who's gonna shoot the first shot?
We don't wanna hear it, we don't wanna see it, we don't wanna be in a World War III.
I don't wanna die for no foreign oil. Just wanna keep high and dry on America soil.
I wanna see my little sister bleeding
alongside of me. We're bleeding, Mr. President, feed the hungry.
We don't wanna hear it.
What's your name?
Ben Terrell. Yeah, I'm hopeful that there's going to be a united front against Bush in 2004, but also leading up to 2004. I personally am not a member of the Democratic Party. I'm a registered Green, but I think Dennis Kucinich and Al Sharpton are the best of the Democrats. But I'm afraid that the leadership of the Democratic Party is going to encourage the base to go along with a typical pro-corporate sellout candidate. But I just want to see Bush go down.
My name is Sam. I'm from Lincoln Heights. I think the U.S. policies in Iraq and globally are kind of wrong. And they're doing no justice for anybody except basically, like Ben said, for corporate greed. Oh, I think I'm far from unique. I think it's definitely shared amongst people. I think what's maybe the perception is that it's not widely shared with everybody. And I think that's because there are barriers to media barriers, for example, in mainstream media. My perspective that's shared with a lot of other people are not visible because of these kind of barriers and stuff. I'm also a community organizer with Casa del Pueblo, and that's kind of one of our goals is to kind of bring out these perspectives and stuff and organize and to resist against these kind of forms of marginalization and oppression because of these policies, both domestic and foreign.
Yeah, my name is Rayana. I work at Pasadena City College. I wish there was a little more rage, actually. I think it was a little weak in the sense that there's a lot of... I mean, people's focus seems to be on just the elections in 2004, getting rid of Bush, electing a Democrat. I think that's kind of a sham, personally. I mean, the situation is a lot deeper than that. The policies the U.S. is inflicting all over the world. It's about capitalism. It's about corporate control. It's not about who's the president exactly, if it's a Republican or a Democrat. So, I mean, in that sense, I wish there was more rage. I wish there was more of an analysis of the capitalism and the corporations that are fueling these wars. I do think it was still a good event. There was a lot of people there, and I think that just getting all of us out to events like this and being able to talk to one another about our beliefs and to just be able to express those beliefs in an open forum is the positive part of it. So it is positive, definitely. I guess one of the important parts of the dialogue right now is what to do at this point, that the war pretty much woke up a lot of people to start participating politically, coming to events like this. But at this point, it's sort of time to like clarify what are we going to do now. So I think that's the most important discussion that's happening.
How about the linkage among students between the military system and the attack on Iraq and the role of corporate globalism in the economy? Are those connections being made in the students you're working with?
Yeah, definitely. At the school I work at is across the street from, it's a community college, so it means it's more working class and more students of color. And directly across the street is an Army recruiting station, which is one of the most active ones in California, I believe. So they're facing this reality right there that, yes, there's a war being waged, and who are the people that are being sent to die in this war is them. Because they're the students who are not as privileged as other students, they're at a community college because they're working class students who are, they don't have the same kinds of class privilege that other students might have from universities or whatever, that get out of, drafts when there's drafts, or get out of being recruited when that's the other, like, economic draft that's in place right now. So they're making that connection, definitely. They're very angry. They've been protesting outside of the ROTC, or the military recruiting I know a lot of high school students are protesting ROTC on their campus. They're making those connections that when there's something like a war happening, when people globally are being oppressed by the U.S., they're going to be the agents to do that because they are the ones that were oppressed here too.
My name's Muchley. I came down here from work to protest against Bush and to show the displeasure of the type of policies that the Bush administration has been starting since he's been in presidency, and the exacerbation since September 11th with like Patriot Act 1, Patriot Act 2, and all these policies and ideals and philosophies that go against the ideal of an open society. Yeah, well, I live in the Valley, but I went to Montebello for a workshop and a meeting, then came from Montebello to here. Yeah, I'm definitely glad I came. Definitely, like, give a dissenting voice, because as a friend of mine mentioned, a silent voice is no good to anyone.
What was the most distinctive thing you saw out there today? And what really stays in your mind about what just happened?
The different type of people that were there. So you have, like, a heterogeneity of people that come from different backgrounds and perspectives and positions, but they're willing to come together against something that they see inherently wrong. I always like take away something positive and something positive to give to my students. I just hope that this continues, and just to see that the Democrats and the Republicans are part of the same coin and got to find alternative parties or alternative systems and sort of dissolve these political parties, because Democrats will say things to your face, but work behind your back.
There was a contingent of Code Pink ladies out and about as other protests. And there was specifically a drop. Evidently, a group of the women rented a room in the hotel, and they dropped a two-story giant pink dress saying something to the effect of, Bush.
It said, Bush, you lied, you're fired. And it was, and they unfurled it down the building. I saw a video of it. And immediately the Secret Service were grabbing them. And they grabbed them, they confiscated the banner. And apparently, from what I understood, treated the women rather roughly, and they're thinking about suing them and filing a complaint, and they confiscated the banner.
I think the banner was up for about 5 minutes before they finally got the word from the street through the hotel to the security back to the window to pull this gown. And simultaneously, while this is happening, the drag queen, quote-unquote, Laura Bush was speaking and doing a simultaneous comedy routine. So it was really hilarious and kind of a really delightful moment to open the protest.
Actually, the cops were very mellow and very laid back and very friendly and not at all confrontational that I saw until the end, and then they jumped in and grabbed somebody and nobody knows why.
Cynthia Anderson Barker, National Lawyers Guild. I was a legal observer and came close to being clobbered on the head with a baton tonight. Police really overreacted to a couple of incidents, which I didn't witness, but some people really almost got clobbered, some bystanders.
I was talking to some people earlier who said that the vibration with the cops was actually somewhat mellower than it's been
yes.
at previous events.
Well, an example is I was about to get clobbered, and a cop came and just sort of pulled me away from the other cops. That's never been my experience before, so... I mean, he was sort of being a watchdog of his own cops.
Why do you think the change?
Well, I mean, we've sued them so many times now, especially for what they did during the DNC. And so I think, and then they know the Lawyers Guild. We're out here on the streets in full force. They're going to get sued if they step over the line. I think that has an impact on them.
What do you think of the event itself and its impact?
This was a very exciting event. A lot of people, great energy, people I haven't seen forever coming from all different parts of the city. It was really exciting.
And what made it so exciting?
Well, because people are out in full force and they're united on one very strong message. No to Bush. And I think people who haven't been political before and drawn into our movements because of what happened in Iraq and Bush's big lie, they were out on the streets here tonight. So that's why I believe we had a bigger crowd than usual.
Do you think going into this campaign, we're going to see a sort of substantive difference from previous campaigns in the activism of people and also the principled activism?
Well, what do you mean? Do you mean in terms of supporting the Democratic candidates that are running against Bush? Or are people just more motivated around issues and getting on the streets around issues? I see that happening more and more, people caring about issues. I don't know so much about candidates yet.
It looks like there's like a crowd of people, and the cops are in the middle, and there's lights and cameras on them. And it looks like there's about 30 of them, and they're huddled, like a football team. And I don't know, there's something going on in the middle of them, like they have somebody, it looks like. Oh, and everybody's screaming, let him go. Yeah, they got somebody. I don't know why or what.
I'm Carol Sobel, and I'm the president of the National Lawyers Guild.
What did you think of the conduct of the police today, and also how does the police presence today compare to what it's been at some of the protests that we've been seeing over the last 6 months?
Well, I think the police presence today was a little better than it's been in the past, but obviously at the end we had a bit of a problem where they came in under the fire code and arrested two people for burning a flag. That's protected. You can't get around the First Amendment by raising the fire code. And, you know, we had an earlier problem, too, with a group of kids in black, and every time the police see kids in black, they overreact, so they sent in police into the crowd. And that's just, that's going to create problems. But fortunately, we sent legal observers in. We sent the National Lawyers Guild legal observers in, and the kids came with us, and we got them away from the police, and police had to leave. So I think that, you know, we've become really, really skilled at making these demonstrations work in this city, and we're working hard at trying to make the police make them work as well.
What do you think is the impact of the demonstrations working on the ability to communicate politically to a larger public?
Well, I think it's really important. I mean, we are able in this city to get up close and personal at the demonstrations. We were successful with the Democratic National Convention, moving it to the delegate site, and today we are right across the street from the Century Plaza Hotel. There's no demonstration in the country that has gotten that close. And I think it's important because we get our message to our target, and I think that really helps get the message out.
My name is Warren Williams. Well, I mean, I do appreciate the opportunity to say something. I take a different position on it. I believe that, you know, what Martin Luther King said, you know, I have a dream. I believe that we have to move beyond dream now and have a plan. I feel that a lot of times when we meet at events like this, when it comes to a closure, that we walk away realizing, what did we really achieve with all this manpower, if you would, all this presence that was here? Did we really achieve the goal of stopping the war? And we know the answer is no. Have we convinced Bush not to attack another nation? And we know the answer is no. So what more can we do as a people to be more effective in these type of gatherings? And I believe that there is clear and distinct actions that can be taken. I mean, one action that we must decide collectively is form one major coalition that all groups agree to be that one coalition. I think we each must identify ourselves to be that critical mass to go back and reach out to many other people and keep making these larger and, again, more effective type of gatherings. And then another important thing that we must do is recognize the need to take more direct action, such as not paying taxes. It's about money. So then deal with the issue of not about money. And the final thing I always share is that besides not paying taxes, the action we must take is be present through the process. Go to the state meetings, go to your county and your municipal meetings, and be actively involved through their whole process. because what we usually are opposing and protesting is the end result of decisions that they've been, you know, evolving or, you know, through an evolutionary process politically and through the bureaucracy for a lengthy period of time, sometimes even years.
What do you say to people who say, I can't take that kind of time and it doesn't, what I do doesn't make a difference anyway?
Then I think that is where the most effective part of protest comes in. And that is, when you say you cannot take the time, you will take the time when you become a victim. You will wish you took the time when it's your son or your daughter who becomes a victim. You will take the time when opportunities that you have, freedoms that you have, liberties that you have are snatched away. So when reality slaps you in the face and then the victimization becomes your, you know, suffering and your torture and your discomfort, then you will say, now I have the time. But then it will not be a choice. I find I have a coalition called the Coalition for Blacks Best Interest, and that was formulated because of the desperate need to give voice to a greater percentage of African Americans. But I've spoken with for years and years at a lot of diverse groups. Again, what I find is there's a sense of liking to the struggle. There's a sense of satisfaction that we did something, even though we didn't solve it. And I think that what we must do, this generation must decide that we can solve this. And it needs to say, we are the people, we are the government. That one man, not a Bush, or a Congress, or any other government entity that is there to represent us, totals the people. So therefore, they're not the government. And when they fail to do their job, then what we must say, not with words and not with protest, but with political action, is remove these people from office.
What about the alternatives to those people in office? Do you see an alternative that motivates you to work for that candidate or that person?
In such a setting here, I would share that I ran for two offices myself. I ran for mayor and I ran for the 10th district in Los Angeles. And I stopped running. And the reason why I stopped running was for this reason. The system itself is corrupt. If the process itself is corrupt and a person going to office doesn't have a cabinet of people with them, and what I mean by the cabinet, go back to what I'm talking about, the critical mass. So if the critical mass is going to shoot that person, we're going to stand by you on the issues. We will be there through these meetings to support the issues so that what they propose, what they make a motion to, effectively becomes new law. So if they don't have the people in that support like this, then it's useless going to the office. Because what happens? A person alone has to compromise to try to get anything done. And once you compromise, you begin to approve things that are utterly wrong. So you become another corrupt part of the process. You become part of the problem, not part of the solution. So again, we have to examine the way the structure is, the reality of what we're dealing with, and consider now, what is the responsibility of the people? If we had a coalition, again, of all these organizations coming together, if we redirected our time and energy and resources and begin to give other people solutions, then more people get over the apathy and say, now there's a purpose for me to be involved, and they've given me an assignment to do. And real change will come to make peace in the world for quality living.
Excuse me. Were you guys aware that George Bush was at the Century Plaza Hotel just around the corner earlier tonight?
No.
Did you notice anything different around the mall when you came in? Did you have any sense of the protest that was out there?
We just got
in.
We
saw a protester.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, we just saw one person just walk out.
Excuse me, do you mind if I ask you a question? Were you aware that George Bush was at the Century Plaza Hotel earlier tonight?
I think he was.
Yeah? Did you see the protests or anything like that out there?
No, because I was working in the mall. I was like here all day.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I ask you a question? Were you aware that George Bush was at the Century Plaza Hotel this evening? Did do you guys see the protests out there by any chance? What'd you think of it? Thumbs up. Are you guys aware that George Bush was at the Century Plaza Hotel tonight?
Was that what? Was that why I was there?
Did you see all the protests out there? What'd you think of them?
Oh, I was happy to see him.
Yeah?
So I think he's a big buyer.
Thanks a lot. Excuse me. Were you guys aware that George Bush was at the Century Plaza Hotel this evening?
No.
Did you see the protest out in front of it?
Yeah, we had to.
Excuse me, did you guys know the president was at the Century Plaza Hotel this evening?
He was.
Did you see the protest out front?
Yeah.
What'd you think of the two, the president and the protest?
Well, I think the president's great.
Yeah, we're actually Republican, so you probably won't get it.
I'm interested in hearing what everybody has to think.
Well, we can get into it for hours, but we love what President Bush is doing. Are you recording this?
Yeah. I don't have to use it if you
don't want to. That's all right. That's fine. I could care less, but I love what President Bush is doing. I'm proud to be Republican. I'm happy about it. And I think our country's great. And I think we're doing great. And I'm.
And those protesters were really out of hand. So being as we were not the liberal side, we were a little, I wouldn't say afraid, but there were only two of us, so people were getting kind of out of hand.
We were outnumbered.
In what way were they getting out of hand?
They were just getting a little rowdy. Well, you know how it was, like Woodstock.
Saying kind of challenging things to us.
Like the guy said, what did he say again? He said, I go, you guys
are. You with the news station, or what are you doing?
I'm with KPFK. We're doing a little segment on the whole event for the morning show.
Oh, great. Well, that's about all I can say.
Well, I guess one of the things that a lot of people on the left are wondering is why the support for the invasion of Iraq, particularly given the fact that their neighbors didn't think that they were a military threat, and there was a great deal made of the notion.
Well, let's
see,
again, for that, we can go on for hours with that. That's not a subject you can answer really quickly with one or two statements. It's a very long, drawn-out conversation.
Well,
I don't
just
think
put
we
it simply,
really go over.
I don't mean to ruin your evening.
No, not ruin our evening.
I'm just curious, though. Do you believe the claim that Iraq was an imminent threat to the U.S.?
I certainly do, of course.
And that weapons of mass destruction were a genuine concern?
Of course.
Do you expect that they'll find weapons of mass destruction at some point?
Well, they already. I'm not involved. I couldn't answer that. But I'm very supportive of our government, and I'm proud of our government, so I'm going to stand by.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Don't want to see it on my telly. And a cousin follow God's golden rules. I don't wanna hear it, you don't wanna see it. We don't wanna be in World War III. I don't wanna hear it, Mom. We don't wanna see it. We don't wanna be in no World War. Where are the flower children? We thought we'd change the world. Where are the flower boys and the flower girls? Where's that spirit? I don't hear. Children, where have all the flowers gone?
World War III.
Bombs will be exploding.
World War III.
Guns will be reloading.
World War III.
Rockets will be soaring.
World War III.
Blood will be pouring.
World War III.
Did it have to be?
World War III.
World War III.
World War
III. We ain't saying love thy enemy.
World War III.
Don't kill his whole family and country. In the name of humanity.
World.